Hey, this is Letitia saying thanks to my buddy BJ Murphy for that clip from his show on WVAZ V103 in Chicago. Now, I know that it's not just me that continues to see the large number of black celebrity men with women that are not of their same race. So imagine my somewhat surprise and delight when I came across this article about Serena Williams. After reading the first answer to the question, "Tell us about your new boyfriend," I knew that this was going to be one of those kind of interviews. By that, I mean I would spend the rest of the article wondering how much of the interview was true, how much was fabricated or misunderstood. Now that celebrities are incapable of keeping it real, there is just usually a little bit more buffer between their actual thoughts and the words that get printed. Nevertheless, her answers to the question was, "There is no new boyfriend. I stopped playing with boys when I stopped dating black guys." Damn. Serena went on to say that, yes, there was a new man in her life, and yes, he is white. There is nothing wrong with that. But did we really need the slam too? I'll be the first to admit that I've had my share of dating boys that refuse to be men. However, I'm not close to debasing a whole race of men because I couldn't find the best one for me. I'm even willing to put money on the fact that there are far more white boys in men bodies than brothers. Only because there's more white guys, period. Perhaps it's just a perception thing. We see and hear celebrities far more than your average Joe, so their choices and preferences are out there for public scrutiny and debate more often. That still doesn't explain the statistics. After hearing the callers on the radio show, it's very apparent that there are those that still believe that it's more about status and symbolism than choice or preference. Call me naive, but I find it hard to believe that there is a secret class of mothers out there teaching their children how to grab a black athlete. If so, why would he have to be black? Wouldn't any jock do? Then why stop at sports figures? How about training programs to get a politician, a rap artist, or better yet, how about a supercomputer geek? At least if he got injured, he could still bring home a fat check. I'm not really sure at this point which is worse. People that still believe that there has to be some other reason for people to date outside of their race, other than love, or people that actually do date outside of their race because they think it makes them look like they've arrived. Yeah, you've arrived, all right. This is Letitia reminding you not to worry about things you can't control because you can't control them. And if you can control them, there is no need to worry. Just do what you gotta do for you.